The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 10th Chapter, Text Number 2, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 17, 1973, in Mayapur, India.
Translation: Suta Goswami said, Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the maintainer of the world, became pleased after re-establishing Maharaj Yudhishthir in his own kingdom and after restoring the Kuru dynasty, which had been exhausted by the bamboo fire of anger.
The two words, Vamsa, Kuru. Vamsa means dynasty of the Kurus. Another word, Vamsa Dabagni. Vamsa means bamboo. So, this dynasty is like bamboo. One bamboo, automatically, many bamboos grow side by side. So, this dynasty also grows like that. One man, one woman, united, they beget children, in this way, dynasty expands. So, the expansion of dynasty and the bamboo growing, practically the same thing. Bamboo, they are also living entities. And another thing is Dabagni, forest fire, Dabagni. The bamboos, when they collide by air, there is heat, electricity is generated and the fire takes place. That is the cause of forest fire. Nobody goes to set fire in the forest. Nowadays, of course, in your country they are doing like that. But generally, the forest fire takes place by this collision of the bamboo. So this world is like that. Therefore we sing Samsara Dabagni. Samsara Dabagni. What is that? Samsara Dabagni Nalagi. So this world, you may try to keep yourself very peaceful, silent, but there will be set fire automatically, the nature. Because the natural law is that it will not allow you to live peacefully. There is not for you. Just like in prison house, it is not that you'll go to the prison house and live very peacefully. No. Because prison house is meant for the criminals. So anyone who is in this material world, they're criminals. They're all criminals. Why? Krishna bhuliya jeev bhagavan cha kare pasete maya tare japotiya dhore. As soon as our business is to serve Krishna, we are constitutionally made like that. Jiver swarup hoy nitya Krishna. So these rascals, nitya Krishna das, eternal servant of Krishna, when he forgets Krishna, why shall I serve Krishna? I shall become Krishna. That is Maya. As soon as you forget the service of the Lord, that is your business. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna. Just like this finger is part and parcel of my body. The finger's business is to carry out my order. I say, finger, come here, it comes immediately. I say, finger, come here, it comes immediately. That is the business of the part and parcel of the body. I desire the leg now should go upstairs, the leg immediately. Similarly, we being part and parcel of Krishna, our only duty is to carry out the order of Krishna. Sarva dharmān parityajya mām ekam saranam. So as soon as we forget our duty, or we want to imitate, just like this Mayavadis, they want to imitate Krishna. They want to become Krishna. Nobody can become Krishna. These rascals, they think that by mystic yoga process one can become God. Simply rascals. Nobody can become God. God is never made. God does not become. God is always God. Not that one is not God and he becomes God by some mystic yogic power. This theory is going on among the Mayavadis that by the mystic yoga practice one can become God. So we don't want such cheap God. They may become God, so-called God, but we are concerned with the real God, Krishna. Krishna, when he was 3 months old, he was God. He did not practice any mystic yoga to kill Putana. Sabhavikikyana balakriyaja. God's intelligence, power is natural. Although Krishna was on the lap of Mother Yashoda like a little baby, but the full potency of God was there. Sabhaviki jnana balakya. How to kill Putana? How to kill Aghasur, Bagasur? Krishna knows perfectly. All the Krishna's friends, they are entering within the mouth of Aghasur. Krishna is observing, now my all friends have entered the mouth of the Aghasur. How to kill this demon. The last he entered. And at the end of the throat, he began to expand himself. Just see how he knows to do his business. Savabhi. Krishna was a boy also, little boy. Nobody taught him how to kill this Agasur, Bagasur. But he knows. Savabhiki jnana balakya. He expanded himself within the throat and the demon was choked up and he died. Similarly, the Kesi demon came as a horse and Krishna pushed his hand within the mouth of the horse. If you want to control horse, you have to control his mouth. Horse is controlled by the mouth. Therefore, you have seen the harnesses are fixed in the mouth and the driver controls the mouth and the horse goes. So Krishna was a boy. How he knew it, that this demon has come in the shape of a horse. So if I have to control him, I will have to control his mouth. He pushed his hand within the mouth of the horse and the horse felt there's an iron bar and hot iron. See, he died. Similarly, when Krishna fought with that bull, what is that also? Harishchandra. He knew that to control the bull, you have to control the horns. So he took up the horns and killed him. This is sabhaviti, nature. He knows everything. So, here it is said, Pritamana, Ishara. Ishara, Pritamana, Bhavuma. Ishara became pleased. Ishara is always pleased. He is never displeased. But when he sees that people are devotees, people are acting as part and parcel of him, he is more pleased. That is bhakti. Bhaktyam am abhijana. How God is pleased, that you can understand by discharging devotional service. Whether God is pleased or not pleased, how you can understand? Bhaktyam am abhijana. Javana jasyami tattva. Seval mukhi hi jivhado swame vaspurattada. You cannot understand what is God, what is Krishna. Generally, all people, they do not know what is God and what to speak of, understanding whether God is pleased or not. They do not know what is God. This is the position of the world. They do not know what is God, neither there is any education to understand, although the human life is meant for understanding God. That is human life. Athato brahma-jigyasa. The animal life, their inquiries are, in the morning just like birds, they chat, where we have to go now to find out our food, where we shall eat today, where we shall go. That is their questions and answers. Similarly, we also human being, we go to the share market, what is the value, what is the price of this commodity, what is the price of that commodity, for eating purpose. Not these questions. Athāta brahma jigyāsa. The human life should be engaged in inquiring about Brahma. What is the absolute truth? What is my position in relationship with the absolute truth? What is my duty towards the absolute truth? What is my ultimate aim of life? These questions must be discussed. Perhaps these questions are being discussed by the Krishna consciousness movement and no other movement. They do not know. The Mayavadis, they deny the existence of God. They become themselves God. So, the fact is that we have to see that Ishvara, the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is Pritamana. That is gopis. The gopis' life is like that. They want to see Krishna always pritamana, satisfied. That is our Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. How to see Krishna pritamana? That is our business. Here in the material world, everyone is trying to see himself, how much satisfied I am. Pritamana. He is Everyone is trying to become happy himself. Just bhakti marga, or the path of devotional service, is just the opposite. to see how much Krishna is Pritama, satisfied. So, here it is stated that Vaṃsat Purur Vaṃsa Dabhāgni Nirhita, when everything was finished, Krishna knows how to kill the demons, setting fire. Just like you, somehow or other, if there is fire in the forest, they automatically, so many trees, so many animals, so many other things, they become devastated, burned into ashes. So Krishna, by the policy of Krishna, all the demons were brought together in the battle field of Kurukshetra and set them. The fire was set fighting and they died. When Arjuna was hesitating to fight, Arjuna was at last informed that why you are hesitating. It is all my plan. You fight or don't fight, doesn't matter. These people are not going back home. They will die. Nimitta mātra bhava-sabhya-sāsa. You just become only a nimitta, an immediate cause. Everything is arranged. But if you fight, you get the credit. I want to see my devotee gets the credit. Everything I am doing, everything actually, just like this Krishna consciousness movement, it quickly spreading all over the world within 4-5 years. Is it my credit? No. It is credit of Krishna. But because I tried to do this business, people automatically giving me the credit. They say, Swamiji, you have done wonderful. I have done nothing wonderful. It is Krishna's business. Krishna shakti vina nahe naam. Without Krishna's strength, nobody can spread. That is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Similarly, Krishna is always ready to help us, provided we are also ready to cooperate with him. If we cooperate with him, what Krishna desires, if we want to do little, immediately Krishna will help. If you work 1%, Krishna will help you 10%. Again, if you work 1%, Krishna will help you another 10%. With the 10% credit you get by the help of Krishna. Krishna gives you intelligence. Tesam satat jittanang bhajatang pritipu buddhi yogam dadam. If you are engaged satat 24 hours, without any other engagement, sarva-dharma arpitam, giving up all other nonsense business. Sarva-dharma. Simply if you are engaged in Krishna's business, priti-purvam, with love, not as hackneyed. Here is a duty, chanting of Hare Krishna. I like Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Not like that. With priti, with love, chant every name, Hare Krishna. And here is Krishna, here is Radharani. That kind of chant, quality. Not Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna. Not like that. Priti. Tesam satatajuktanang bhajatang priti. That priti is required. That is the essential quality. Patram puspam phalam toyam yomi bhaktya prajacchati. Real thing is bhakti. Krishna is not hungry that he will give him some good food and he will eat it. Never mind in which way he can give. Here is puri halwa. Krishna must eat. Krishna is not hungry for your puri halwa. But if there is bhakti, if there is love, then he is. for the hunga snan. Then I eat. If there is bhakti, love, Krishna, what can I do for you? I am so teeny, you are so great. Still, I have tried to do something, if you kindly eat. This is mantra. Real mantra is that. Not so many formalities of mantra. Krishna does not say, one who offers me with the Vedic mantras. Never says. Krishna says, bhaktya, with devotion. So, others may criticize you, that these American Vaishnavas, they do not know how to do this, how to do that. Let them criticize. But Krishna says, bhaktya, you remain perfect devotee, then your life is perfect. Krishna does not say that Indian devotee who discriminate between touchable and untouchable, and big pandits, Deva Goswami, not Dasa Goswami. Krishna does not discriminate like that. Krishna says, bhaktya, yomi bhaktya prajacchati. Krishna wants to see how much sincere devotee you have become. That is his business. Krishna does not see, either you are coming from Brahmin family or Shudra family, this family. No. Therefore, in the Shastras, it is forbidden. Vaishnava jati buddhi. Vaishnava does not belong to the material caste. He is transcendent. Because he is rendering service to Krishna on the transcendental platform. He is not in the material platform. Chaturvarnam maya sista guna karma vibhava. That is guna. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra. They belong to the category of the three gunas. Sata guna, raja guna, tama guna. But those who are pure devotees, they are transcendental to these three gunas. Sagunal samaditta etan, brahma bhuya kalpa. They transcend. They do not belong to these gunas. No. Manchabhyavicharini bhakti yogina jasa. Anyone who is engaged in devotional service, abhyavicharini, without any deviation, just to the rules and regulations, just to the standard, then immediately, sagunan samatitta eta, the plural number, all these gunas, Satagun, Rajagun, Tamagun. He is above Brahman. Vaishnava is above Brahman. So, this world is creation of Krishna. Matta sarvam pravartate aham adirhi devanam. So, we may think that Brahma created this universe, but not. That is not the fact. Krishna said, aham adirhi devanam. I am prior to the all the demigods. He is the origin of the demigods. Aham adirhi devana. Matta sarvam pravartate. Everything emanates from him. So, therefore Krishna's name is Bhavabhavana. Bhavabhavana. This world is called Bhava Samsara. Bhava Samsara. Bhava means become. There is another nature, spiritual world. That is not Bhava. That does not become. It is always existing. Nitya. Nitya Loka. Vaikuntha Loka. But this material world is called Bhava. Bhava Samsara. Bhava means it appears and again disappears. Everything here, just like your body, my body, it has appeared at a certain date and it will disappear at a certain date. Similarly, the whole universal body also. It has appeared at a certain date and it will disappear at a certain date. So bhutta bhutta praliyate. It becomes manifested, again it becomes disappear. Therefore it is called bhavasana. But still, although it is temporary, the arrangement is so nice. Purnamada, purnamidam, purnat, purnamudacchana. Everything is complete. It is not false. The Mayavadi, he says, this world is false. We don't say that. Why it is false? It is perfectly created by Krishna. Why I discredit Krishna? It is false. No, it is not false. It is reality. Provided you know how to utilize it. When you think that you are the enjoyer of this world, that is false. You are not the enjoyer. Enjoyer is Krishna. That is reality. Bhoktaram jadbhutavasam. Sarvalokamayasam. Then it is reality. As soon as you think, this is mine. This is mine. Ahang moment. Ahang moment. I am this body and anything in relationship with this body is mine. That is moha. But as soon as you come to the understand, so bhava-bhavana, Krishna, this world is created by Krishna and he wants to see it is properly maintained. And who will maintain? His own representative, not the demons. Therefore, king is supposed to be the representative of Krishna. He will maintain this world properly. A Vaishnava, he knows how to utilize everything for Krishna. The aim of this creation is giving this conditioned source another chance for liberation. That is the purpose. When the whole world is annihilated, then all the living entities again enter into the body of Mahavishnu. Then when there is again creation, then the living entities again come out according to their past position. Thank you very much.